we are in part C, the last day of Mom's little housekeeper. So it is 4 days later. Remember, Grandma was visiting, and Johnny had to clean every part of the house while Grandma was visiting. And Mom actually had a good time while Grandma was visiting. We'll find out how. Here we start in with Mom saying, Johnny, I want to thank you.
Well, Johnny's really surprised. Johnny has no idea why Mom would want to thank him. So Johnny says, what do you mean, Mom? For breaking your best china?
Remember, earlier, Johnny was supposed to wash the dishes, but instead he threw them away because that was faster. So he's saying, why are you thanking me? Are you thanking me for breaking your best china? Here, what is china? It's not the country, right?
China's just expensive dishware. It's a plate, a cup. It's called china because the best dishes used to come from China.
Right. They are not actually made of china. They are made of ceramic. But China used to have a history, it probably still does, of very delicate, very fine ceramics. So if you have expensive plates and bowls, then some people call them china. And Mom says, no, 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 no. Johnny, that stuff was dollar store junk. So it's not china. It is from the dollar store.
A dollar store is just a store where everything costs a dollar. It's very
right.
cheap. It's the cheapest you can get anywhere.
I love dollar stores. They're very popular in the U.S. You can get plates and cups and barrettes. You can get toothpaste, toothbrushes, combs, anything almost at a dollar store.
Things you don't want, usually.
Right. Things that you don't need very high quality things
for. The things
for.
You go in and you spend $50 on.
Yeah, right.
Because you need 50 different boxes.
Yes. So she got that stuff from the dollar store. So she means it's not expensive. It was very cheap. So he shouldn't feel bad for breaking it. And then she corrects him and says, no, I want to thank you for keeping Grandma busy.
How did he keep Grandma busy? He listened to her nag and nag and ask him to do things, ask him to fold his sheets, ask him to take care of the house. What would Grandma do otherwise?
Right. So Johnny says, well, it's more like she kept me busy because she was constantly telling him to clean something, sweep something, wash something, and saying that he didn't really do it right. So she was trying to correct him and teach him how to do it properly. And Mom explains, yes, exactly. That is why I'm thanking you. She says, I know. And normally she, Grandma, she's trying to tell me how to clean my house. So thank you. So she's thanking Johnny basically for taking all of the arguments and all of the corrections and all of the cleaning lessons that she would have had.
So instead of Grandma being mean to her daughter, Grandma's being mean to her grandson, Johnny. Johnny takes it all for his mother, and so his mother's really happy about this.
Right.
She had a break, finally.
Exactly. So she probably had a good visit because Grandma was not bothering her. She was bothering Johnny. And Johnny realizes, oh, okay, this is a good thing. So he says, am I back in your good books?
Now, Johnny's just asking if his mother's happy with him again. Imagine his mother keeps a book saying, I'm happy with Johnny today, or I'm not happy with Johnny today. There's a good book and a bad book. Johnny just wants to know, is his mother happy again?
Right. Does she think that he is a good kid again? Is she happy with what he has done? And Mom affirms, yes, not only that, but I'm going to buy you that video game after all. So remember earlier, Johnny wanted a new video game, and Mom said, well, I'll have to think about it. But now, Johnny did such a good job cleaning the house. He was such a good little housekeeper that she's going to buy him the video game.
So Johnny got what he wanted after all. Folding sheets, he gets a video game.
And Mom didn't get bothered by Grandma, so it was a perfect little happy,
everyone's happy
ending to Mom's little housekeeper.